Angus, tell us a bit about yourself and why you're standing for the Nominet board.
Well, I've been involved in Nominet as a member for about 10 years, and I've had quite a lot of experience of Nominet meetings and some of the issues involved. And my background really is running small businesses, so I think I know the sorts of things that the problems that members have. And I've got some strong views on some of the issues that Nominet faces at the moment.
Okay, and in particular, it says here that you think that Nominet should reduce the price it charges from £5 to £4.
I do. Nominet can clearly afford to do that, and nobody has, in the last few weeks since I've been raising the matter, nobody has suggested that there's a problem with affording to do it, and it seems to me therefore Nominet should. It's got a surplus of, makes a profit really, of about £3.5 million a year, and this measure would cost it about £2.5 million.
And have you asked Nominet why they're keeping the prices at £5?
Yes, I have. I've asked Leslie and various other executives and board members of Nominet, and their view is that the members don't want the prices reduced. Now, I'm sure there are some members who don't, but it's my impression and opinion that most members do, and that all members will benefit from it.
And obviously, Nominet says that it's keeping money aside in case things go wrong. It's building up a reserve, which it says is responsible, and it also wants to expand into the wider internet sphere. Are you saying that they can do that without the money, or are you saying that Nominet shouldn't be storing this money, or what are you saying?
I think they can do the things that they want to do without that money. The reserves, they've already got very adequate reserves. If you look carefully at the Nominet accounts for September 05, so they're almost a year out of date, and things have got better since then for Nominet. They've got cash balances of about £15 million. And now I know that they say quite most of that is reserves for names that have been registered, but the full time of the life of the name hasn't passed. So they're keeping that for, as it were, a running down, if necessary, of Nominet. But on top of those, they've still got another £5 million or so of reserves.
Now, with regard to your application, obviously the criticism that will be levelled against you is that you're a one-issue candidate. What would you say about that?
Yes, I'm not a one-issue candidate, but I'm putting that issue forward because it is one that I feel strongly about, and it's one that I think particularly distinguishes me from, or separates me from, other candidates. Now, I've got views on a lot of other things. I think there should be more communication with the membership. I think probably Nominet should be putting out a monthly email to all members, not just people who subscribe, with news. I think that the DRS review is very urgent, and that it's too much weighted at the moment in the favour of trademark holders. And I think that really there's quite a lot more that Nominet should do. I think it's quite well run at the moment, but I think there's more they can do.
Okay, terrific. Thank you very much, Angus.